welcome back. Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Obviously, we'll keep you updated at the top and bottom of every hour with the situation, the war in Israel. And if there's anything that breaks, we will obviously break into what we are talking about and bring that right to you. Another note that we learned in the press conference, there are 20 or more Americans among the missing in Israel. So, obviously, we'll keep our eye on that situation, and when news breaks, we'll bring it to you, and we'll have the updates at the top and bottom of every hour. So, in April, I just tried on these solar eclipse sunglasses that Brayton got at the Science Museum. You can't see anything out of them. Like, I can't see anything right now out of them, and I stared right at the sun. So I'm questioning what's going to happen when there's an eclipse. Is it a brighter light that happens around the eclipse? I don't get it. I don't know. I know you want to put those on for safety. It's the safest way to view the eclipse. But I'm going to be honest with you. I can't see anything out of it now. I fear that I'll miss the eclipse if I don't at least take them off to make sure everything's going on. You know, is this still on? But it is interesting, right? All the preparations going on for this eclipse that here in Western New York is one of the best viewing points for this eclipse next April. And, you know, for me, April 8th, by the way, April 8th, 2024. And I've always been obsessed with space. You know, I have no desire to go to space. It's more like I just like reading about it and the questions of the unknown, right? I mean, this sounds like I'm setting up a George Norrie show. The questions of the unknown. We don't know what's out beyond. Now, what is it, Tanner? Is it we are a solar system in the galaxy, or are we a galaxy in the solar system? Which way does it go?
We are a solar system in the galaxy?
In the galaxy. So the galaxy goes on, the universe goes on forever, right? We are a solar system in a galaxy which is in the universe. Okay. See, that's fascinating to me. There are planets. There could be living things beyond anywhere that we can get in our lifetime. That's always fascinated me. And, you know, this eclipse, I think it's pretty cool. I think it's cool that we're in view of it, right? You've got hotels that are getting booked up. You've got Salem Field. They're going to have a viewing get together. The Science Museum, obviously, having something going on as well on April 8th. It's going to be exciting. You know, I remember the last eclipse we had. I don't know. Could we see? I guess I don't remember it. Could we see the last eclipse? I remember all the talk about it. And then after that, we heard, or I heard, I'm sure there are people who already knew, I heard that, you know, this one coming on April 8th in 2024, that's the big one. That's the one that here in Western New York, we're all going to be able to get a good view of. So I'm interested. I'm not going to lie. This kind of thing interests me. And again, I'm quite excited that we here in Western New York are going to be right in view. Perfect view of the eclipse. So that might be something we talk about a little bit later in the show. This was not something I was going to talk about, but I've got to bring this up. And this is not me just always wanting to, you know, go after the Buffalo News. I've mentioned that I use certain articles in the Buffalo News to set up shows. Alan Pergament, who I don't think likes me, but I took his class at Madai College. And you know what? I actually really enjoyed his class at Madai College. So I have nothing bad to say about Alan Pergament as a professor. And I'll just leave it at that. However, I mean, the Buffalo News, folks, the Buffalo News is falling apart. The decline at the Buffalo News, I'm not sure I've ever seen anything like it before. We are talking about a newspaper that had 310,000 subscribers in the mid-90s. I didn't live in Buffalo in the mid-90s, and you had people that would get the Buffalo News. right? And Hornell, you had the Corning paper, you had the Hornell Tribune, and you had the Buffalo News. And on the weekend, the Leader is what you would get. The Sunday Leader is what you would get. But the Buffalo News was a very popular newspaper in the 90s in Hornell, New York. It wasn't, you know, there were people who would read the Leader and the Buffalo News, and you could because the paper was 50 cents, not $3. But now we have a newspaper that during the week is $3. On Sundays, it's $5. And you have maybe a third of the content that you had in those newspapers of the 90s. Right now, the Buffalo News is down to 35,000 subscribers of their paper and 35,000 subscribers of their digital subscriptions. I'm getting this information from the Investigative Post. I mean, that is a fall, a far fall from 310,000. I live in an apartment complex, and I see one newspaper delivered Sunday mornings. I'd rather not say the newspaper. It's not something I would read. It's not the Buffalo News. And it's one paper for one person who lives at that complex once a week. That is the newspaper delivery we get at our building. Doesn't come to me. It comes to somebody. I don't know who it comes to, actually. I've never seen the person actually pick it up. But just talk about declining. And I'm just wondering, and it's something I talked about last weekend for Tom, when they move their printing press out of Buffalo, now the Buffalo News being printed in Cleveland, did that have a further effect on the already declining Buffalo News? That's my question at 803-0930, star 930. This complete collapse. Again, this was not something I was going to talk about, but I saw it flash upon my screen. I mean, right now, if I'm to believe this, and I have no reason to question it, if you combine digital subscriptions and paper subscriptions, the Buffalo News has 70,000 subscribers. That is not many for a newspaper that, again, has to sell paper, has to sell subscriptions to make money. And I'd like to know, you know, back in the day, it was not rare that you would not subscribe to the paper, that you would go get two quarters and put it in one of those paper dispensers. Remember those from back in the day? You don't see those anywhere. I mean, they used to be at the corner of random streets. You would see Buffalo News paper dispensers. I remember at Harlem and Yorktown. Before that Rite Aid was there, there was a Buffalo News paper dispenser. And you would get your two quarters. And it was difficult on Sundays because you'd have to find eight quarters to get your $2 Buffalo News. But you would get your two quarters, and it was not, obviously was not rare. And I say this because you could go anywhere, and there were a pile of papers in the morning. If you went back to that place in the afternoon, those papers were almost gone. So you could say that when they had 310,000 subscribers, you might have had another 10,000 people buying the newspaper at their local convenience store or at the gas station. I don't think that's going out on a limb to say that. That's just by observation. But you don't have that today. I mean, there's many gas stations you walk in and there's not a newspaper at all. Right? I mean, it used to be you would walk into Wegmans. Do you remember this? And they would have a wall of newspapers. They'd have the big metal shelf thing full of Buffalo News, especially on Sunday, if you went there early. And then you would have different newspapers from around the country on this wall of newspapers. Now, obviously, that's not necessary anymore because I can pull up whatever newspaper I want on my computer. But they also don't have the big display of the local newspaper anymore. And I've noticed that more and more. So we could say that when the Buffalo News had 310,000 subscribers, that might be close to 330,000 with people buying a Sunday paper. My parents did not have a subscription to the Buffalo News for a long time. They would go to the grocery store to get donuts in the morning, and they would pick up a Buffalo News, right? Or when we lived in Hornell, the Corning Leader, I think it was called. But I just don't think that's happening. Like, I don't think there's many people outside of the 35,000 subscribers who are going out of their way to buy a Buffalo News 7 days a week. And why is that? Is it that you get your news somewhere else quicker? Did you lose? Is this a localized thing? The Buffalo News is no longer localized. They've moved their printing outside of the city of Buffalo. That obviously had some kind of effect because they went from 56,000 just a year ago to 35,000 paper subscribers now. So I have to think that it's a lot of people. And let's be honest. We might be critical of our political leaders here in Western New York at times, but we have a lot of pride in Western New York, right? If we're still living here in 2023, we have a lot of pride in Western New York. And we don't like to see that our newspaper, right? Because I think in Buffalo, we like to think we're bigger than we are. We don't like to see our newspaper now being printed 3 hours away. I think that lost a lot of people. I'd like to know. 803-0930, star 930. And I know I've talked about the news and the decline of the paper, but I mean, this is a 21,000 subscriber drop in less than a year. I'm going to say, because remember this was announced last year, I'm going to say this has a lot to do with them moving the printing of the paper outside of Buffalo. What do you think? Let's go to Jack in North Buffalo. Jack, what are your thoughts on the paper?
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
Doing well, Jack.
Good. Well, I think the downfall happened when the Courier demise. I mean, then we became a one-horse pony, and they couldn't keep up with the... they didn't have the good people that wrote articles. I mean, to me, the Courier had the best writers. I'm going back. I always hate this. Back in the day, I hate that phrase, but I absolutely hate that phrase. Because what day? I mean, what? But there was the demise of everything here, print-wise. We used to have some of the Sunday paper, not the comics, but the advertisements that were printed right here in Depew. And then they went to the paper to get stuffed into that was the Sunday morning paper. So Sunday morning Courier used to be almost 2 inches thick, for Christ's sake.
Wow. And when the Courier went out of business, do you think the Buffalo News not having that competition, that also played into the downfall?
Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. And they didn't grab very many of the writers that were with the Courier, which I think they should have. But now, of course, who knows who's writing? Everything is being written by the New York Times, yep, and every left-wing writer in the world.
It seems like a very opinionated newspaper these days, Jack. Hey, I appreciate the call, Jack in North Buffalo. And let me tell you this, you know, because everyone will point to, well, look, you know, only 5% of adults will get their news from print. Okay. Radio is a not-so-distant 7%. And I don't want to sit here and talk about how, you know, great everything. But let me just tell you, all right? We're still doing pretty good, right? I mean, only 7% of people get their news from radio, according to the poll that is cited here in this article. Well, I can't imagine that we would ever use that as an excuse for any type of decline, right? And I would say that if that is fact that 7% of adults are getting their only 7% of adults are getting their news from radio, then we here at WBEN are doing really well. Okay, if you take that survey into account, so I think that's just, if you have a good enough product, I don't care if you're a newspaper, I don't care if you're a radio station, right? Unless you're a pager, okay. If you're a beeper that has not been needed since 2002, you might have an excuse. But, I mean, there are still newspapers in this country that thrive, right? So I think to say, well, only 5% of adults, let's throw up our hands and use that as an excuse. Again, I think in a town of Buffalo size, we like localized content. The Buffalo News does not offer much of that. And I think that's one issue. But again, I think this moving to Cleveland, that was a very, that was made very public. Again, word gets around in Buffalo. That was made very public that they were not, that they were cutting 130 jobs and moving their printing to Cleveland. I have to say a lot of the 21,000 subscribers they've lost in the last year have to do with that news. Let's go to Eric in Buffalo. Eric, what are your thoughts on the Buffalo news?
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up, how are you today? The main selling point of the newspaper for my family used to be the coupons, and lately those have even been terrible. So the coupons suck, the newspaper kind of stinks, so we don't really subscribe to it anymore.
It used to be two books of coupons every week.
Of course, exactly. Yeah, you would actually get your money's worth because of that price increase. I think that, you know, that kind of justified it. It was always ridiculous, but nowadays you'll get lucky one or two pages. If that.
Exactly. And I mean, in one or two pages, Eric, it's got to be a good day if more than one of those coupons is something you actually have on your shopping list.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, just random junk. So
hey, appreciate the call.
People won't open it before they buy it, and then it's just, you know.
That would be nice, like, if you could have, like, a preview of what's in it. Can I get my $5 back, right? That's
exactly.
That's the goal. Hey, Eric, appreciate the call. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot thinner. And as someone who used to deliver the paper every day when I was a kid, this paper's a lot thinner. You know, it would have been a lot easier carrying that bag around if the paper was as thin as it is today. And you're paying more money. And yeah, I mean, the Sunday paper, you can joke about it all you want. When I was a kid, you know, I obviously didn't care about the coupons. But my parents cared about the coupons, right? My parents used to cut coupons all the time. I liked the TV topics. Now, I will give the Buffalo News that. Yes, the Sunday paper, one of the best things about it for me as a media nerd were the TV topics. You're right. That is not necessary anymore. No one needs the TV topics. You have a TV guide on your television. I understand it. I get it. But like Eric said, I mean, as someone who had to put those inserts in every Saturday night for the Sunday paper, there were a lot of coupons back in the day. I mean, you would have two full books of coupons that, you know, you were paying $2 for the paper. If you really went out and cut those, and it was for everything, right? There was orange juice, like Kevin McAllister. You get the orange juice coupon. You got the soup coupon. There was a coupon for a certain kind of bread, body wash coupons. I mean, there was everything in there. And now, if there's a coupon book even in the paper, again, it'd have to be a really good day if you're using more than one of those coupons. So I think that really has gotten rid of a lot of reason that people get the Sunday paper. And again, $5. $5 is a lot different than $2, right? And that's for the Sunday paper. $3 for a weekday paper. $3 for a paper that is a lot thinner than when it was 50 cents. Let's just be honest. I mean, it's changed. A lot of it's changed. But that is a drastic fall. From 300,000 to 35,000, I think it's even more telling that 21,000 drop in less than a year. That is a very telling number. And what is the future of the Buffalo News? What's the future of newspapers? People always, you know, as someone who's in radio, I always get defensive when people say, oh, what's the future of radio? Well, what's the future of newspapers? I mean, really, what is it? And what would it take for you? What would it take for you to want to read a newspaper? Because a lot of people will always point to the politics of the Buffalo News, right? And the leaning of a lot of the stories that they use. And I don't care if you're leaning left or right. If I'm picking up a newspaper, you know, if I have a newspaper, I want the news. But yeah, I also want the viewpoints, but I like the viewpoints to be evenly distributed. I'd like viewpoints from the left and viewpoints from the right. And when you go to letters to the editor, hey, I understand that there are more registered Democrats here than Republicans in Erie County. You think you could just even out the letters to the editor a little bit? I'm guessing that a few conservative-minded people have written into the Buffalo News in my lifetime. 803-0930, *930. But again, I mean, this is, you're going to have a viewpoint section, and I'm fine with that. I think every newspaper needs a viewpoint section. I also think that you should express both opinions. Something that, yes, we do here, right? I mean, we have our hosts that have opinions, but we have phones that are open at 803-0930, and you can get your opinion on. What is your opinion? 803-0930-STAR-930. That's the number to get on. It's Beamer in for Bowerly here on a Tuesday on News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome back. It is Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN on a Tuesday, almost at the halfway point, asking you about the Buffalo News. And I know I've done this before, so you don't have to text in, Joe, you're repeating topics. That's my least favorite when someone goes, is this a repeat? No, this is actually with a different point. Then last time, we talked a little bit about this last Monday when I filled in for Tom about the printing of the Buffalo News no longer being done in Buffalo. It's something we knew that was coming. 130 people laid off. And now you're seeing that in the last year, 21,000 less people subscribed to the paper edition of the Buffalo News. That's a big jump in 1 year. Now, the Buffalo News is already at a big decline from where it was in the mid-90s, right? 310,000 subscribers. And if you're just joining us, I said you could probably throw in another 15 to 20,000 people who would pick up a newspaper at least, you know, a few times a week on Sunday for sure. And you could see the empty paper dispensers, right? Those were filled up in the morning and empty by the time you went home. Or if you went to the grocery store in the morning, you had a big rack there with Buffalo News, and now, and then at the end of the day, they were gone. Now, there are some convenience stores and gas stations you don't even see a newspaper, right? There are some pharmacies that there's not even a newspaper. It's not worth them carrying. And you're also talking about back in the day in the 90s, it was 50 cents for a paper, two for the Sunday paper. Now it's $3 for a newspaper during the week. $3. And all you have to do is take one of your old newspapers from the 90s, compare it to one from now. The content is so much less. And as Eric brought up in his phone call, but a lot of people are bringing up on the text board, I mean, the Sunday paper used to be about coupons and, you know, for me, when I was a kid, the Sunday paper was also for the Toys R Us big book that would come out right around Christmas time. And you'd get that in your Sunday paper. But, you know, obviously that's not around anymore. And yes, you can point to other things, easier ways to get your news. You can point to less coupons. Maybe that's not on the Buffalo News. No need for TV topics anymore. Okay, you can point to all those things. But take all that out of it. A lot of the complaints still, you're not printing the paper here locally in Buffalo. The content is way down. And what you do have printed on paper, a lot of those articles are taken from the New York Times, from the Washington Post. And put, you know, politics aside, people buy the Buffalo News for local. And when you can't even fill up the front page with local content, and I'm not saying every day you have to. Obviously, there are big national stories that take the front page. But when every day you are the front page is taken up by, you know, one or two non-Buffalo news stories, again, less and less, I can get that story somewhere else. 803-0930-STAR-930. What are your thoughts on the Buffalo News itself and on newspapers in general? You know, another one is the USA Today. Now, I don't know where their numbers are in 2023. The USA Today, when I was a kid, I loved the USA Today, especially the Friday USA Today during college football season, because they would have great previews for the college football games. The USA Today in 2023, it's nowhere close to what it used to be. I mean, it still does get your hands full of print, but it's not the paper that it was 15, 20 years ago. So I don't want to just make this all about the Buffalo News. I think there's other papers you can look at. But I want to know what you're thinking, and we'll start in Lackawanna with John. Hey, John, thanks for hanging on.
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well, John.
Hello. Yeah, but beyond what everything you're talking about the ads and the news and everything like that, just the price of the paper. I'm looking right now at the subscriptions of it. It says daily through Sunday, $108.33, which equals $1,300 a year. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday happens to be the same price at $108.33. Now, if you only want the Sunday paper delivered, it's $56.33 a month, which translates into $14, a little, almost $15 a paper to have it delivered. And they wonder why people are not subscribing to the paper anymore.
Wow.
It's too expensive.
Yeah, I mean, that is especially...
I'm reading it right from the paper right now. Their subscription rates. Granted, you get two free papers a year, but $56 for the month just for Sundays alone.
Wow.
There's something wrong with the price.
Yeah, for sure.
Even at $108 a month, it's $3.60 on average per paper. People don't look at that.
No. No, I mean, John, it's definitely gotten too high, and I mean, now I'm surprised they haven't upped that price since moving to Cleveland, but maybe they're just in the workings of it.
I mean, but just think, a Sunday only delivery, that's $18 a paper just to have it delivered.
Yeah, that's
for one paper.
For one paper a week.
For one paper a week, just for, I'm reading it right here from the subscriptions. Sunday only, $56.33 per month.
Yeah, they're pricing themselves out, John. Hey, appreciate the call. They're pricing themselves out. And again, we can go back to the size of the paper. Do you remember when the Sunday paper, it used to take you till Wednesday to read it? I know we've talked about this before, but you know, like I said, my parents would buy a Sunday paper. And I remember that newspaper would be sitting down in what we would call the TV room. That paper would be sitting there until Wednesday. There was just so much in it. You had, you know, the front page, obviously, the sports section, especially during football season. That was great, city and region. But then you'd have all these other, you know, things that they weren't timely. You could read the article on Tuesday and it still had some, you know, it was still relevant. I've looked at the paper, the Sunday paper now, the $5 Sunday paper, if you go pick it up at the store. And let me tell you, that's not getting you to Wednesday like it used to. But they're definitely pricing themselves out, John. I agree 100%. Ed in Depew. Ed, thanks for hanging on.
Yeah, hi there. Grew up in the area, high school, read the Courier Express, Buffalo News. You know, I remember my first letter to the editor posted on when 97 Rock went off the air. So, you know, definitely a newspaper reader. Well, I'm out in Syracuse now. And just to give you a perspective on that, we're down to the one paper. And what they do is... they print only on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays. So your Sunday paper is still kind of thick, but the Tuesday and Thursday, it's like, geez, it's almost like it's just a flyer. And again, they outsource a lot of the things. So a lot of things, like you say, it's out of Washington Post, things like that. And I look at our sports page, and they're real good on Syracuse University sports and a little bit of Major League. But for some reason, they do not cover our minor league hockey team or minor league baseball team. Still scratching my head on that one. So just a little perspective that's where we sit, where we get, and my prescription is coming up. I think it's something like delivery $576 for those three coming in. And I'm rethinking if I really want the Tuesday and Thursday, whatever you want to call it. So just a little perspective there for, you know, what you might
now
see.
Ed, let me ask you, on days that they don't print, do they have an updated online version that you get with your subscription?
Yes. Yes, and they push that a lot, you know, to the online, so it is there. But and for a while there, actually, they were printing, but they weren't delivering on those days. And now I believe they don't even print on those in between. Well, I got to think that again now. It's like, well, what they do, but you can't get the delivery all the time, just the Tuesday, Thursday.
To this point, why do you still get the paper delivered? What is it about the paper that you do like to read?
You know, I look at the letters to the editor. I look at some of the things going on just whatever, local politics, a few items, what's going on. And so now it's almost force of habit, you know.
But, oh, yeah.
But, yeah, so it's like, hey, I look at the comics. I'm trying to think what else. But
what brought you back to Buffalo right now?
Well, I actually maintain a house here, the parents' house. So I come in here every couple of weeks. So I kind of keep an eye on Buffalo and Syracuse and Rochester in between. And what I'm happy about in Buffalo and Syracuse is that we're not Rochester. They're really messed up.
Hey, at least we've got that, Ed, right?
Yeah. It's. I mean, I look at the comparisons and stuff. Yeah, there's bad stuff, but it's like Rochester is a place of its own. You know, Buffalo and Syracuse, they're still habitable, let's say that.
Ed, this is my last question to you. But you drive from Syracuse here and back to Syracuse. Have you stopped at the new Shake Shack rest stop yet?
You know, I think some of those early on, and you know, and it's like, okay, let's do the obstacle course to get to the restrooms and things like that. But I'm not sure if is that the one locally here. I'm trying to think which.
No,
one
that's the one closer to you. I went, after going to see Syracuse Virginia Tech last year, stopped for a Shake Shack, and yes, it is a bit of a it's confusing, you know, getting to the bathrooms. But the Shake Shack is the reason I stopped.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, it's but that's the thing. It's like, why did they have to tear those down? And, you know, it's a whole.
Well, Ed, we appreciate when you're back here in Buffalo giving us a listen, and hopefully you'll call in again.
Yeah, hey, just the perspective. It's like, but I hear you. I feel your pain. All right, have a good one.
Thanks, Ed. Hey, I like that. Hey, one thing Syracuse and Buffalo have in common, thankfully we're not Rochester. I like that. 803-0930, *930, talking about the Buffalo News, as some are calling it, the decline of the Buffalo News. And again, this is from a newspaper. If you're just joining us, this is a newspaper that in the 90s had 310,000 subscribers, had a paper, whatever you call that machine, I might be calling it, but the paper box, I guess is what I'll call it, right? Where you put the 50 cents in and the paper comes out. You had that all around Western New York. You walked into McDonald's, you walked into Tim Hortons, that dispenser was there. Right? You go to the grocery store, you go to the convenience store, you go to the pharmacy, there's a rack of papers right there. So 310,000 plus whoever's buying again, can I find 2 quarters in my car? I'll buy the paper. Now you've got 35,000 subscribers. That's down from 56,000 just a year ago. What is making Western New York say no to their subscription? And everyone that's called in so far, I think all make valid points. What about you? Let's go to Linda in Buffalo. Linda, what are your thoughts on the Buffalo News?
Hi. Listen, I grew up with the Buffalo News, and my parents always had it. It was part of my life. I honestly liked coming home from work, even though it was delivered in the morning. I wouldn't read it till evening. It was my downtime. It was my relaxed time. And I always thought the news sometimes had a lot better detail than TV or radio. But here is their problem, and it was a very serious one. They changed delivery people, okay? And I had fantastic delivery people. I mean, they would get a bonus from me without waiting for Christmas because it was exactly where I wanted it, in the storm door. Not outside on the stairs, not thrown on the front lawn, but in the storm door on the side. It was fantastic. I was happy for years. There came a problem. I lost my usual delivery people, and they started a variety of new ones. Now, it turned out I knew the supervisor in this area in Buffalo, and all I had to do was call Bob, and he would straighten everything out, and I'd be happy. But all of a sudden, there was another change, and it started showing up in my mailbox. Now, that did not make me very happy. Okay, so I called Bob Discover. He was transferred to the South Towns. So I called the people at the usual subscription number. Now, mind you, this is after they had made a lot of major cutbacks in the quality and the items that they had in the paper. I mean, it was pretty bad when they even cut the comics in half, because to me, a lot of life is in the comics. He couldn't help me, but they would not give me the name of the person to talk, the supervisor to talk to. I got hold of the guy and said, you know, this is it. This is where it goes. Stay out of my mailbox. Well, okay. I ordered a locking mailbox. While I was waiting for it to come in, at one time, sometimes the mail is delivered quite late. After I get home from work, there was no mail when I came home from work. Apparently it was delivered late that day. The next morning, I found my mail in the plastic bag with the newspaper. That is not acceptable under any circumstances, and I even think it's illegal. First to put the paper in the mail, second to take my mail out of my mailbox. I called up and made it clear in no uncertain terms, I quit, stop it, no. No more delivery. Well, the delivery kept happening, but the bill was came in about the same week. And it took me 9 phone calls. I flatly refused to pay the bill. It took me 9 phone calls before they finally got the message. Stop delivery. I quit. And don't bother sending me any bills. I'm not paying for them. Even if you give me the paper, I'm not paying the bill. 9 phone calls for a delivery situation that never should have happened, and upset me that I could not get hold of the local supervisor, and I could not speak to anyone locally, and speaking to the delivery person directly was a lost cause. And that is why I quit. It was bad enough that they cut back. It was bad enough all the good stuff was being cut out of the paper. It was bad enough. But when I could not keep a delivery person out of my mailbox, and I finally got a locking mailbox, I called 9 times to say, I'm not paying the bill. Don't even think about it. Don't send me another bill. I am not paying for it.
And as their subscribers are going down, Linda, you think they would do everything to make their current subscribers happy by, I don't know, delivering the paper the way it's supposed to be. As a former paper delivery guy, I definitely know the number one thing you're taught is not in the mailbox because, like you said, that is a crime.
Yeah, but when they wouldn't even give me the name of the local supervisor, because I was willing to work with a supervisor, and I never had trouble with delivery. And like I said, I was thrilled with they got it just where I wanted it, and they would get bonuses without even waiting for Christmas. But they slit their own throat when they would not permit communication with a supervisor, and when this whole situation was so bad. I don't care. And as far as coupons go, so what? I get them every other week in the store, the Tops ad. So it's no big deal. But after a lifetime of a newspaper and relaxing with a newspaper and doing the crossword puzzles and playing the little game, I used to honestly enjoy it. They slit their own throat.
Hey, Linda in Buffalo. You know, customer service was another thing I was going to get into today, so that might be the perfect setup for that. But you would think, you know, and again, this I know people, I get emails from people saying, Joe, stop talking about your time in retail. But, you know, looking back on my time in retail, as you get less and less customers, the ones that you actually have come in, you want to be able to make them happy and have them leave with the product. In Linda's case, you're down subscribers, you're losing subscribers left and right. Maybe you just put the paper where, and from my time delivering the Buffalo News, you have where they want the paper and where they don't want the paper, right? I mean, and the number one thing you're taught is do not put the newspaper in the mailbox. That's the number one thing you're taught as a paper delivery guy. So I can understand they give instruction, and again, I'm sure there's a third of the houses on a delivery route when I delivered, and I'm just using the numbers they have here. 803-0930, star 930, the Buffalo News down to 35,000 paper subscribers. What are your thoughts? Back after this.